Oldies, 1450 WTHU, the Terminator here, and I am so excited to be joined by the radio voice of your Washington Wizards and the radio voice of your DC United. Basically, if it's something to do with DC sports, this man does it. Mr. Dave Johnson. Dave, thanks so much for hanging out today.
Hey, no, I appreciate the kind words, and most of all, and co-owners, I appreciate I've been a long time a member of the Washington Wizards Radio Network. I mean, I'm thinking about 26 years we've been bringing Washington Wizards up to the Catoctin Mountains. Right? I got that right?
Absolutely, yeah. All right. First question for you. You've been covering the Wizards quite a bit, and this season they still have a very young group. What can they do this offseason to get more competitive next season?
Well, they basically already have. Well, first of all, they're going to get a high draft pick, and that's just a result of the way things work in the NBA. And they use the word you hear tanking a lot. What we did this year. We now have 8 players under 22 years of age. We started the season with 10 under the age of 22. We just let these young players play and develop. And, guys like Will Riley, for example, he was the 21st overall pick last year, and we're starting to say, wow, he might be, the best of them all. So we've got a young stable, if you will, of young draft picks that we've assembled and developed over the last 3 years. We've added a four-time All-Star, Trae Young, who's third all-time in NBA history in assists per game. We've added Anthony Davis. They're going to be playing next year, and we're going to get a high draft pick. So, there'll be some tinkering done, like there is every offseason, but a lot of the dramatic moves have already been made, and having a high draft pick will be a dramatic move. But this team, when you consider the all-stars we've had from our young players that are played at the Rising Stars All-Star game the last 2 years, it's encouraging. And you feel that bright light is just around the corner because they paid their dues and took their lumps, quite frankly, but it's coming.
That's awesome. Yes, it is. These young kids have been fun to watch. Do you have a highlight of the season that you've had?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting question. I say that just because it's been, I'm just going to go with my gut reaction the first time when you just answered it, and it's Will Riley. Keyshawn George, the first game of the year, showed us stuff that we've never seen before. Bilal Coulibaly is showing us stuff we've never seen before. But I got to admit, I didn't know much about Will Riley coming into the season. He was 21st overall pick. The 21st overall pick, that's not a sexy number. That's later first round. Mm-hmm. And watching him, and he had a weekend where he had a 31-point game, a 30-point game. So that's 61 points in 2 days, and he only had 5 three-pointers. What that means is you're not relying on just three-point shooting to rack up 30 points. So it's been a while since I've seen a player that drives the way he does, the skill set, and he's 20 years old. And that's the most exciting part is I think we dare I say, just scratch the surface with it. So I think if I had to pick one thing, it's the development of Will Riley, because it was just not something that was on my radar screen. Trae Johnson was our higher draft pick last year, and he's delivered like a higher draft pick should. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know what to expect from Will Riley, and he's doing it.
That is absolutely amazing. Can't wait to see. The sky is the limit with him, I believe, as well. The other thing I wanted to get into with you is MS. I announced early this week that I will be the MC for the Walk MS out in Frederick on Saturday, and I've learned that you have MS as well. When were you diagnosed with it?
Well, I was diagnosed with 2019, and in many ways my life has come full circle with MS because multiple sclerosis claimed my mother's life when I was 15 years old in 1979. Multiple sclerosis, it doesn't necessarily claim your life, but she got pneumonia. What it does is it weakens your body. It's basically your body is fighting itself. And back in 1979, there was no cure. There was no, there still was no cure, but there were no treatments. And what's exciting about now, where we are, and we're talking in 2026, the first treatment was not until 1994. When you think about multiple sclerosis has been a part of our lives for 100 years, we didn't have a treatment until 30 years ago. So this is, it's so wonderful you're doing this, and because we're making real progress. The goal is obviously a cure, or at the very least, find a way to stop it. The only thing right now treatments can do is slow down the progression of the disease, because it's your body fighting yourself, and it's a daily fight, and it not only impacts the people that have it, but in families, their caretakers. And this is why the treatments are so important. You know, my mother, my whole life was in a wheelchair. I don't say this for sympathy. What I'm saying is now you have mothers who have MS that are not in wheelchairs because of the treatments.
Absolutely. And now you do have a lot going on. You're just like, go, go, go. Is there any advice you have for someone who maybe has just been diagnosed with MS, like how they can keep going, and any advice for them?
Yeah, go, 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 go. That's just it. MS is trying to beat you. Take it personally. I do. I look at every day as a way to show MS, no, you're not going to stop me. You're not going to slow me down. It is, I believe there is something to attitude and mental approach. It does make a difference. There is the reality of what your MRI says. They can look at your brain and see what's going on up there, because it is a brain disease, but they can't tell what's in your heart. And so if you have the right conviction every day, I believe you can accomplish more than you think you can.
Absolutely. That is just absolutely amazing. And last question for you, since we are the oldie station here, can you give me a favorite oldies artist or song that you have?
You know what? Again, I'll go with the now, is Bobby Darin Mac the Knife too old?
No, that's perfect.
So okay. There's nothing like Mac the Knife and Bobby Darin.
There you go. Well, Dave Johnson, I really appreciate you hopping on today, and we will talk soon. And when we do the when we do this MS walk on Saturday, you and everybody else will be on our minds. And thank you so much for what you do. Catch him, the radio voice of your Washington Wizards, Mr. Dave Johnson. We'll talk again soon, okay?
Looking forward to it, and I'm so grateful. Thank you, Tim.
All right, stick around. I got a lot more great oldies coming right up.